good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So I'm going to react to this video, alleging that Jay-Z is panicking about this lawsuit. Let's get into it.
It's God's side and the other side, and we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light.
Let me stop for a second. Actually seeing this now, it's kind of crazy that he, I guess since Shannon's interviewing him, he didn't want to include Shannon, but allegedly Shannon could be included into that as well. Well, let's keep it moving.
In your public statements, you've mentioned 8 videos, 8 celebrities, 6 of them men and 2 of them women. Can you tell me where that's inaccurate?
You're right.
Out of those 8 videos, 8 celebrities, 6 men and 2 women, how many of those 8 celebrities were close to being underage or potentially underage?
2 males.
Out of the 8 celebrities who were recorded having intimate relations with Sean Combs, how many of them appeared to be either inebriated or intoxicated or under the influence?
All of them.
Out of those 8, how many appeared to be potentially victimized? How many might have been victimizing?
All.
Were victims?
They victims.
Or were perpetrating?
Victims.
And of those 8, how many seemed to be potentially minors?
2 to 3, possibly 3.
How did you end up in possession of these flash drives?
I ended up with the flash drive with a friend from a record label that I was, at the time I was recording in Atlanta. And I ran into a person that knew Kim Porter. So at the same time, she wanted to speak to me on the phone because she heard my voice. She said, "Who that? That's Courtney B." And then later on that night, he came over and gave me the flash drive.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. We got to talk about a story that I have not talked about on my channel yet, at least not in any type of significant detail, because the story involving Diddy and his parties and all the things he was doing that, again, is ungodly in nature. You know, it was kind of like, the sky's blue type of moment, right? It was like, okay, I mean, I think everybody kind of knew that this is what these Hollywood weirdos were into. The question for me was really about who is involved, right? Who else is involved with Diddy, okay? We all know that Diddy allegedly, again, was sex trafficking. He was having these parties where he would drug people and get them to perform sexual acts that required so much physical exertion that they had to get IV fluids afterwards, okay? I mean, these things were called freak-offs, okay? Freak-offs. And sometimes they were videotaped without the victim knowing. And now he's been arrested.
That's crazy. Can you imagine having so much sex you got to get an IV afterwards? I mean, that's too damn much, man. Let's keep it moving.
By the feds, he's been held in jail after trying to get out on bail 3 times, but he's been denied all 3 times, and he's been charged with federal racketeering and sex trafficking. So my question was not whether or not these things were happening, again, because we all know that some of these Hollywood widows into this stuff. It's about who else was into it, right? How deep does this go, okay? And we are getting some hints in regards to who potentially was involved. That's also another big name celebrity, as Jay-Z has been sued for allegedly assaulting a 13-year-old girl along with Diddy. Take a look.
That involves both Jay-Z and Diddy. Now, this is an amended complaint accusing Jay-Z of raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000, along with Sean Diddy Combs. This is a new civil filing, and we see the anonymous accuser here alleging the assault occurred after she was driven to an MTV Music Video Awards after party. This lawsuit was originally filed in October, just today refiled to include Jay-Z. I mean, let's start with the basics here. What are you learning about this? What is standing out to you?
Well, what is standing out to me is she was very specific about several things. She describes the house. She describes the driveway. She describes the exact assault, what happened. She talks about various stages of things that occurred. And I think that this is good because this way it can either be corroborated or not corroborated.
You know what she wasn't very specific about? Who was involved when she first filed the lawsuit? Let's keep that in mind. She wasn't specific about who was involved because it was amended and Jay-Z's name was added later. That doesn't sound very specific to me.
So she's painted herself in a corner.
Why add Jay-Z now if this originally was filed back in October? Why not do it then?
Great question.
Very interesting question. I think, we're seeing the same attorney for many of these complainants. And I think we're going to see more and more people added. I think there's a lot that they were looking to prove, and maybe they didn't quite have what they thought they needed to file against Jay-Z initially.
You know, if Jay-Z was there when Diddy did it, like, how is it they got enough evidence and proof against Diddy, but they didn't have enough evidence or proof against Jay-Z at the time, if they were both there at the same time? You would think whatever evidence and proof they have would implicate both of them. So the fact that they amended it and added his name later, I don't believe it has anything to do with them finally getting proof or evidence. I think it's a money grab on the Jay-Z part. I don't know if Diddy was involved or whatnot because the lawsuit was originally against him, but I think it's a money grab. People have been saying Jay-Z's next all over the internet. Jay-Z's name's going to be added. He's next. This, that, and the third. You can't give me a valid reason why Jay-Z was initially left out and then added later if they were both there at the same time, him and Diddy, and you got evidence of proof on Diddy, but you don't got evidence of proof on Jay-Z. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, so Jay-Z used to have 99 problems. I think now he just has one, okay?
He has one.
Big problem, okay? Because he is now being dragged down with Diddy, and the walls are starting to close in on these Hollywood weirdos, right? Especially those in the rap industry, okay? I'm just waiting for all the names to come out, okay, to see who else was allegedly involved. But, yeah, this is a big deal for Jay-Z because this guy has a ton of endorsements. He has a ton of business deals. And with these type of allegations, this guy's career could go under, right?
I mean, I agree. He has a lot of endorsements, things of that nature. But he also has a lot of businesses he owns and whatnot. I guarantee that an endorsement or two probably will drop them because the court of public opinion is what it is. They think they're judge, jury, and executioner. They don't wait to any facts or any evidence is corroborated. They just basically throw down the hammer, say guilty, and they'll, you know, drop the endorsements. I mean, you can understand why a business wouldn't want to be attached to somebody who has allegations like this.
Right, almost immediately, okay? It just as fast as they sunk Kanye, okay? So, I don't know, man. This is not good. And Jay-Z seems to be in full-blown panic, okay? He released a strongly worded letter via Roc Nation denying these allegations. So, Let's get into it.
Rap and media mogul Jay-Z now accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000 along with Sean Diddy Combs. Now, this lawsuit was originally filed back in October in the Southern District of New York, listing Diddy as the defendant. But it was just refiled today to include Jay-Z now, whose real name is Sean Carter. Of course, he's the husband of Beyoncé. The anonymous accuser alleging the assault occurred after she was driven to an after party following the MTV Video Music Awards. The suit says she was offered a drink that made her feel, quote, woozy, lightheaded, and felt like she needed to lie down. Shortly after, the suit claims Jay-Z and Diddy entered the room where she was resting, eventually sexually assaulting her. And now, just in the last hour, we are hearing from Jay-Z and his team of lawyers. They are denying the claim and say that they are the victims of blackmail, saying, quote, I will not give you one red penny, and my only heartbreak is for my family.
Yeah, this is panic, right? This is full-blown panic right now. Okay, capital letters.
Well, I mean, all due respect, man. I mean, Greg Foreman is one of my favorite content creators, but anybody who has these kind of allegations on them, probably will be panicking. They probably will be panicking, especially when you're somebody as big as him, all the endorsements, all the investments. There might be a lot of people that want him bought out off of businesses because they don't want to be attached whatsoever. The NFL already said that they're not cutting ties. And I mean, I agree with that. We gotta find somebody guilty, man. We gotta see facts and evidence and proof before we can just cut ties with people over allegations. These allegations are coming out day after day after day. A lot of the times, they don't even be true. They really don't. And I don't believe it one bit. I heard what Dr. Umar broke down, what the lawsuit said and how it occurred. And it's a head scratcher to me. It really is.
I will not give you one red penny. Okay. So he's basically saying that he's being blackmailed. Now, who knows? All I'm saying is that what this accuser is saying seems to be consistent with some of the federal documents in regards to what allegedly went down, right? Especially when it comes to drugging people, okay? And they had all types of ways to do it. I mean, they were drugging people via the lotion. They were drugging people via the water, the drinks. I mean, it was some crazy stuff, right, that these people are into. So, I don't know if it's true or not. I have no clue whatsoever.
Some of that's already public knowledge, man. And what's not consistent is his name was not included initially. Like, that's the part that makes it seem not credible. If Jay-Z did this, it's like, did you forget? Did you just happen to forget when you filed? And just say, oh, man, you know what? I forgot. Jay-Z was there, too. He did it, too. It doesn't make sense, man. Nobody forgets nothing like that, man.
However, I'm just saying, this guy is definitely in panic mode. If I was him, I would definitely be worried.
Joining us now to break this all down as it's happening, News Nation Law and Justice contributor, former FBI special agent, Jennifer Coffendoffer. Jennifer, thanks for staying with us on this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And so we just received a response from the victim's lawyer, really just in the last few minutes. Take a look. This is on social media. A lawyer, Tony Busby, saying Jay-Z has, quote, tried to bully and harass me and this plaintiff, but his conduct has had the opposite impact. He goes on to say that the allegations speak for themselves and he will let the facts come out in court, not in the media. What do you make of this real time back and forth that we're seeing between these two parties tonight?
Well, it is interesting, and I think it's because JC came out so strongly and said, listen, I'm going to go after you, and then he filed a suit quickly on the heels of the other suit against Busby and the accuser. So because of that, you're seeing this taunting sort of back and forth in the media.
Do you believe that we may see Jay-Z face a judge? And if so, when would we see him in court? Any indication there yet?
Well, we're definitely going to see him, I believe, on this suit. There are so many details. You know, they describe a house, a driveway, another woman being there. They discuss about a driver taking her. So she's locked into this story now, and that means there could be additional witnesses to corroborate her story or refute the story.
Yeah,
additional witnesses could have gave her the details. That's the thing. Like, people were like, oh, you know, they described the house, the driveway. So many people been to these Diddy parties, they could give you the information. You know, and as far as Diddy being involved, I mean, I'm not even going to comment on that, man, because, you know, there's no telling, man. There's no telling. But with the Jay-Z part, it doesn't add up. Why was he not included originally? I don't want to hear that, oh, you just suddenly got facts and proof. Because it seems like the only evidence is the statement. It don't seem like there's any other evidence. And I heard Jay-Z's people's already found out who the girl's father was, because apparently her father picked her up after this happened. And how does nothing get said then? How they don't go to the police then, no charges get filed, anything of that nature. This is crazy, man. But I can understand why Jay-Z would panic. And also, if he didn't do it, yeah, you go on the offensive. You definitely go on the offensive if you didn't do it. If you did do it, he would probably be on the defensive. So I don't think Jay-Z had anything to do with this, in my opinion. Your word versus somebody else's isn't enough. And that's the thing. Like, if nobody else saw this, if there's no video, no audio, no DNA, or anything of that nature, it's just her word against Diddy and Jay-Z's word. And I don't know how that's going to work. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace. And I'm out.